Hampton's Optics, A Six-Month War and the Limits of Confident Prediction. A planned Hampton's dinner hosted by Gwyneth Paltrow for OpenAI's Sam Altman was postponed after social media backlash, an episode that on its surface reads as celebrity news but reflects a real cultural current. Altman's public profile has shifted from that of a self-described responsible AI developer who testified to Congress about AI risks towards something closer to a tech establishment figure at a moment when OpenAI's corporate moves have generated controversy. The Hampton setting crystallized for critics a broader discomfort with a small number of individuals accumulating enormous technological leverage. A discomfort that arrived the same week research documented AI's role in stratifying worker wages and advancement. The more consequential analytical exercise concerns Iran. The prevailing Western strategic assumption underlying the current conflict is that the combination of U.S. military pressure and severe economic sanctions will eventually force Tehran toward negotiation or political concession. The supporting evidence is real. A 35% trade collapse in 6 months, acknowledged inflation, and a sitting vice president's public suggestion that the enrichment decision was not worth its costs. The strongest counterargument draws on the Islamic Republic's 45-year track record of sanctions endurance. The system survived the Iran-Iraq War, the 2012 oil embargo, and the 2018 maximum pressure campaign, not through prosperity, but through a political capacity to frame external pressure as external aggression, which tends to strengthen internal cohesion rather than weaken it. The Revolutionary Guards maintain their own economic networks partly insulated from formal trade channels, meaning the middle class absorbs the pain of inflation and trade collapse first while the hardline security apparatus, whose views actually determine policy, may feel less immediate urgency. 6 months into an active war, the political cost for any Iranian leader of being seen to concede to American pressure is extraordinarily high. Even officials who privately believe the enrichment decision was mistaken cannot publicly advocate for what would register as surrender. Three indicators would signal whether that thesis is right or wrong. The emergence of back-channel diplomatic contacts through neutral intermediaries such as Oman, Switzerland, or Qatar. Iranian escalation of proxy activity targeting U.S. assets in Iraq or Syria, or a meaningful increase in Chinese or Russian trade with Iran that substitutes for the 35% drop and undercuts. The war may have reduced the space for negotiated outcomes by making concession politically toxic, the opposite of the pressure leads to diplomacy assumption. The economic pressure mechanism entirely.